The women's clothing store The Limited closed its 250 stores over the weekend. The company says the move cost about 4,000 jobs, and it comes amid some other bad news for retailers Macy's and Sears. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her new podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So The Limited says it's going to keep selling clothes online. But what happened to this company and what's it hoping for now?
Well, the company actually attributed falling foot traffic at malls to the problems. But let's be honest, they absolutely suffered from not keeping up with the trends. I think that, frankly, this is not just a problem about online shopping, but this particular brand really did not stay focused on what was relevant to what's going on right now in fashion. And they were a little bit more expensive than a lot of the than their customers would have liked.
And this comes after Macy's said last week that it would close nearly 70 of its stores and cut 10,000 jobs. What's going on with Macy's?
Well, Macy's, obviously big department store chain, came out and said that their sales, their comparable sales from a year ago in November and December, were down by 2.1%. Now, here's the thing. It made a promise to its shareholders way back last summer and said, we're going to focus on the best performing locations, and we're going to look at our website and try to beat that up. So I think that once these sales came up short, now they say we're going to close a bunch of stores, we're going to use the money we save, we're going to bolster our digital presence, and we're going to focus on some things that are working. Their backstage discount or off-price stores, which seem to be doing quite well. And they also have a fast-growing element called Blue Mercury. These are beauty shops that compete directly with Sephora. So they're going to basically say, let's focus on what's doing really well and let's get rid of what's not doing well at all.
And what about Sears, which announced it would close 150 stores and it is selling off its Craftsman tool brand?
Sears is a little bit different, okay, because they have had some serious financial issues that have been plaguing them. You may remember a guy named Edward Lampert, or Lampert, if you're French. And this is a guy who's really a private equity investor, and he has come in to run this organization. And frankly, what has happened is it's been bleeding cash. They've announced that they were going to close 150 stores, but they've also got a big problem because they're relying on him to actually beef up their financial aspect. And, you know, he's got another side to his business, which is he's got a presence in the real estate business. So right now we know that he's given them, meaning he's giving Sears, $500 million in secured loans. And they're going to try to invest heavily in the company and to close these various locations that aren't working and really try to focus on, again, what is working. But I think that the financial pressure on Sears is different than almost any other retailer. This is one that when I talk to a retail analyst, they'll say, this is the one we think actually may not make it this year.
And just briefly, Jill, is there a broader retail story here?
Yeah, I mean, we've got too much retail space relative to the way that we shop right now. And frankly, any retailer that doesn't have both the digital strategy and a brick and mortar strategy that can be fast and adapt to the customer preferences is one that's going to fall short. So keep an eye out. Retail sales out this Friday. It may be good for some, but not so good for others.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money and her new podcast, Better Off. Jill, thanks.
Take care.